Zok de Mishnah Vayter, Masech Tezerivin, Perig Yod, Mishnah Aleph. Really, this Perig ought to have been a Masech Tez Shabbos, as the Tosfos Yom Tov explains. It has to do with the halachis of Hitzah, the halachis of carrying on Shabbos. Still, however, because some of the things we're going to learn about in this Perig has to do with things that we learned in Masech Tez Erivin, so Memela, it's kind of that this last Perig of Masech Tez Erivin is like a hashlam, it's like a completion of both Masechtas Shabbos and Masechtas Erevin. Our Mishnah is going to talk about someone who finds tefillin on Shabbos. He finds them out in a field where it's not guarded. And as some understand, that he realizes that if he leaves it here, chas v'shalom, someone may take it and not treat the tefillin properly, or maybe it's going to rain on it. There's going to be some type of bezayin if he leaves it over here. But what should he do? On Shabbos we don't wear tefillin. And you can't carry on Shabbos. Zak de Mishnah. Hamaitzi tefillin. If someone finds tefillin in the field, machnisan zug zug, he has to bring them in pair by pair. Let him put on the tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh, the way he would during the weekday, carry it in, turn around, go back to the field, bring in another pair. And he has to keep doing this until he brings in all of the tefillin. Rabbi Gamliel says, shnayim shnayim. He doesn't have to bring them in one pair at a time. He can bring them in two by two. What's the reason behind the machlokes? How come the Tanakhama says one pair at a time, Rav Gamliel says you can take in two pairs at a time? There's a machlokes whether Shabbos is zman tefillin or not. Some Tanam hold Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, because it says tefillin is an ice. V'hilcha li'ice al yadcha. It's a symbol, a sign that shows that we're loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Shabbos is also an ice. On Shabbos it says, Ki oisu, beinu beinecha. So you don't have two ice. Either the ice is tefillin or the ice is Shabbos. If Shabbos is the ice, then you don't put on tefillin on Shabbos. Some Tanam hold, the really min ha-Torah Shabbos is man tefillin. The reason we don't put on tefillin on Shabbos is as a gzeira. We're scared the Ritzua is going to rip and is going to carry it with his hands. The Tanakhama says, look, be answer you're allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Chazal were scared Ritzua is going to rip, you're going to come to carry. But in this case, that the tefillin are laying in danger, okay, so we're going to lift the Isser D'Rabbanan, and we're going to tell you can put them on one at a time and carry them in. How come Rabban Gamliel says you can carry two at a time? Rabban Gamliel says that Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. It's not that it's a gzeir D'Rabbanan. There is no tefillin on Shabbos. Wait a second, so if Rav Gamliel holds Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, so why could you even carry in one pair of tefillin? And the answer is Rav Gamliel holds that tefillin is like a tachshit. It's a beautiful thing to wear. So it's like any other jewelry that a person can wear. Okay, so why two? That's because the halacha is that yesh makam b'roish l'nich b'yishnei tefillin, that there's enough place on the head to put two pairs of tefillin there. And therefore, it's all included in being a tachshit. Okay, so let me try to review what you're telling me. According to the Tanakhama, Shabbos is really zman tefillin. It's just the gzeira d'rabbanan. So because the tefillin are in danger, you're letting me carry it in one at a time. Right. According to Rabban Gamliel, Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, but you can still carry the tefillin because it's like any other nice thing you would wear. Right. But you still haven't explained to me why Rav Gamliel says you can take two at a time and why the Tanakhama says only one at a time. Well, the reason not to take more than one is because there's an aveira of Baal Taisif. What does Baal Taisif mean? Baal Taisif means that if the Torah says take four minim on Sukkos, you can't take five. You're not allowed to add on to mitzvahs. So the Torah says, wear one pair of tefillin, you can't wear two pairs of tefillin. That's what the Tanakhama says, that you can't put on more than one pair at a time. If not, it would be Baal Taisif. But according to Rav Gamliel, it's not Baal Taisif. Because according to Rav Gamliel, there's no mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos, there's no mitzvah at all, it's just the jewelry. So you can put on as many pieces of jewelry as you want, as long as it makes sense, that it fits. And if two fit, because in the place where you're supposed to wear tefillin in the normal way, there's place for two pairs of tefillin. So two is still included in the normal amount of jewelry. But Baal Taisif is not Shaykh. Bal Taisav is only if you have a mitzvah, you can't add on to the mitzvah. But according to Rabbi Gamliel, on Shabbos, there is no mitzvah of tefillin, so there's no problem adding on. By the way, when we say makam yesh barosh l'niach shnei tefillin, that means one in front of the other, like a train, not side by side. Same is true for the shalyan. One and one behind it. There's no place side by side to put two. Zak the Mishnah Vayter b'med varam amurim. When do we say this? Be yeshanais. Literally, yeshanais means old ones. The Batanura explains that it's recognizable that there's a kesher over here. You know the kesher of tefillin? Like the dalet, or sometimes there are two dalets that form like an endomim, like a box. But tefillin has to have a kesher. By the shorash, and then by the shalyad, there's the yud. So you can tell that this is tefillin. It has kiddusha. You can't leave them in a makam bezayin. Avul b'chadashais. Chadashais means, according to the Batanura, that there's no kesher of tefillin over here. The Mishnah Potter, and the way the Batanura explains this, it means you can't be mechal Shabbos to bring them in, because we can't be sure that they're tefillin. They used to write kameyas, like amulets, these kind of things that would put it into a leather pouch, and there were different shmiras or skulis for different things. There's no guarantee this is tefillin. Maybe it has no kiddusha. Even if it's made like tefillin, it looks like tefillin, but it doesn't have kiddusha unless it was made l'shma, l'shem tefillin. And therefore, there's no heter to bring it in. I don't have to worry about the bazillion of this. It has no kiddusha. That's how the Batanura learns. So again, v'medvar amurim, when do we say you have to bring it in? Be a shanais, because it has the kiddusha of tefillin. Avol b'chadasha is pater, and pater means, as the Batanura explains it, you're not supposed to bring it in. How could pater mean you're not supposed to bring it in? How do you attach the words? Well, throughout Hilchos Shabbos, when we say pater, we mean to say pater avol aser. You wouldn't be chayv min ha-toira, but you're not allowed to do it. According to the maskan of the Gemara, chadashis means that the kesher wasn't made yet. And because the kesher wasn't made yet, you have no way to put it on. Zakt Mishnah Vayter, mitzan tzivasim. If he finds them tied in pairs, each pair of tefillin is tied, or he just finds bundles. In other words, he just finds large amounts of tefillin. So much so, there are so many pairs of tefillin over here, tied together or all wrapped together. Either they're tied pair by pair, or it's just one big bundle, that he's going to take them in one pair at a time. He won't finish before nightfall. Some of it is going to wind up laying here anyway. Therefore, our instructions to this person is, wait near them until it gets dark, umavina, bring them in. There's no point in starting to bring them in if at the end some of it is going to wind up laying here anyway till after Shabbos. So just stay there and watch it. The Mishnah concludes, ubesakana, let's say it's a time of danger, meaning that the government does not allow us to wear tefillin. He's going to be parading back and forth with tefillin all day over here. So he's really going to be in danger. So what we say is, mechasan, cover them, and leave. You don't have to put yourself into danger. Now, the Gemara explains that really there's something missing over here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah really continued to read as follows. When do we say, cover them and leave, if it's a sakana of shmad? In other words, the government does not allow us to perform mitzvahs, chas v'shalom. So any association over here with this tefillin could cause danger. So cover them and just leave. But let's say we're not worried about the government. It's just a dangerous place. If he's going to sit there, he's all alone, and ganavim can come. Robbers can come. He's endangering his life. So then there's a different etza for him. Then we're going to tell him, bring it in, pachas pachas me'arba amis. Technically speaking, you're only chayav if you carry four amis in the Rosh Hasharab, or if you carry from Rosh Hashayachet to a Rosh Hasharab. So you can really carry less than four amis at a time. Just keep stopping, or stop and put it down. Now, we don't do that. But in this case, where it's a shayla of the bazillion to tefillin, and there's no other aid, so we can't have him stay there, because he's scared to be alone, he's scared of the robbers, so we gave him a heter to bring them in, pachas pachas me'arva amis. Really, Be'ez Hashem Yisbrach, in the next Mishnah, we'll see the halachis of what this means. Less than four amis at a time, what he accomplishes, how he does it. Okay. Now, what should he cover it with? Rashi says with his talus. Rabbeinu Yonah says, if he covers it with his talus, people will be curious, what's under that talus? So it's better if I'm just to cover it with straw. That's not going to draw any attention. Quickly, chashving over, we learned in our Mishnah, if someone finds tefillin, he should bring it in according to the Tanakhama, one pair at a time. That's because the Tanakhama holds really Shabbos is man tefillin. The only reason we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos is as a gzera, it may rip and he may come to carry it. And if you hold Shabbos as man tefillin, we can't have him wear more than one pair of tefillin. That would be a shiloh of Baal Tosef. According to Rabbi Gamliel, he takes them in two at a time. Rabbi Gamliel holds Shabbos as lav's man tefillin. You can carry it because it's considered a tachshit, and there is place on the tefillin. Or rather, there is place on your head to have two pairs of tefillin. So therefore, in the normal way of wearing it, it's considered a tachshit. You can't have more than the normal way. You can't have three. That wouldn't be a tachshit. Tachshit is only if you wear it in the normal way. So if normal means you can have two pairs of tefillin, there's place on your head for two pairs of tefillin, one behind the other. So Rambam Gamliel says, no problem of Baal Tosef, because there's no real mitzvah anyway. It's just a tachshit, and it's the proper place to wear it. So take them in two at a time. Then we learn in the Mishnah that staff could be a shanais. As the Batanura learns, that means that we see that there's a kesher here, but if it's b'chadashis and there's no kesher, so there's a concern that it may not be tefillin, it may just be a kameya. Others learn b'chadashis, if there's no kesher, he has no way of carrying it in. If there's no kesher, how do you put it on? Furthermore, we learned that if he finds the tefillin tzivasim, tzivasim means like connected, each shalyad is connected to the shirash. Tzeves means two things that are connected, or like a plier that puts things together. Remember a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, have tzeves b'tzeves esuya? You need a plier to make a plier. So Hashem created the first plier. Some say the word mitzvah is similar to the word tzeves. It brings us closer to Hashem. In any event, you may remember a Gemara in Bava Kama, if you learn Perek HaKoinah, safsa de cheresh kagarim. That if a deaf mute is carrying a coal and a fire. Okay, let's not get too far away here with the word, but svasa means things that are together. If he finds them paired together, or just a bundle of a lot of tefillin. And if he's going to carry them in one at a time, he won't make it before Shabbos is over. Even by Matzah Shabbos, there'll still be some tefillin out there, so we say don't even start. Just stay there until it gets dark. If it's a sakana, for him to stay there, even in the first case, where he's only taking them in one at a time, and you don't have so many. If it's a sakana, the government says if you're caught wearing tefillin, you're in trouble. So, mechasan v'chaydechla, he should just cover it. The Gemara told us, but if it's a sakana of listin, sakana of robbers, then he should carry it, pachas, midal, and amis, and how exactly that works, we're going to see the Ezra Shemiz Baruch in the next Mishnah.